RadioMD.com. It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, you hear so much in the media about severe food allergies and at schools and the separate tables and things. But what if you're out in the dating world, or what if you're a grown-up now and you've been having severe allergies all your life? What changes as you grow up? And my guest today is Jan Hansen. She's a nationally recognized expert in food allergies. Welcome to the show, Jan. So start with a little bit about food allergies. What are some of the most common foods that people are severely allergic to? And then we'll move on to some other things about it.
Okay. First of all, I do want to say that there are 8 foods in the United States that are responsible for the vast majority of allergic reactions and anaphylaxis, and they are peanuts and nuts, which we hear a lot about, milk, egg, soy, wheat, fish, and shellfish. But there are even more foods, 170 in fact, that could cause anaphylaxis. And, you know, when we're talking about anaphylaxis, it is a life-threatening allergic reaction. It can happen when the body is exposed to an allergen. So those 8 foods that I just mentioned to you. Food, in fact, is the most common cause of anaphylaxis, but there are other triggers that when the body is exposed could cause that anaphylactic reaction, and that includes, in addition to food, insect bites, medicine, and latex. And when anaphylaxis does occur, that life-threatening allergic reaction, it occurs quickly, without warning, anywhere and any time. And in fact, the occurrence of anaphylaxis in the U.S. has increased in recent years. So it's super important to be ready to respond if you have a life-threatening allergy, or you care for someone with a severe allergy. And what does that mean, be ready to respond? That means you need to understand the signs and symptoms of an anaphylactic reaction, and you must be ready to treat it immediately with epinephrine. And so we recommend that the folks have access to 2 epinephrine auto-injectors at all time, at all times, and seek emergency medical attention immediately if anaphylaxis occurs. And the message is be ready to respond with this particular scenario.
So tell us the symptoms of anaphylaxis when it occurs so people can be ready and be aware.
Yes, there are a number of symptoms. It depends on the body system that's involved, but the most common symptoms of anaphylaxis include having difficulty breathing, having chest pain, skin hives or redness of the skin, tightness in the throat, swelling of the lips and the tongue, nausea, dizziness, decrease in blood pressure, and the possibility of fainting. So there's a whole gamut of symptoms that a person should be aware of that they might experience if they're exposed to their allergen.
So let's talk about teens and young adults that might be at risk for experiencing anaphylaxis as they grow and they start to go out in the world a little bit more. Because when they're younger, they're under the pretty watchful care of their terrified parents, and the school system is involved and all of these things. But then as they become teens and young adults, maybe they want to go out on a date. Maybe they even want to kiss somebody. And right there, can that be transferred if the person they kiss had peanut butter for lunch, or if the person they kiss was maybe eating shellfish at dinner? Are there certain things you want those young adults to know as they travel through and start to break free a little bit from the bonds of those same terrified parents?
Great question, Melanie. Yep, teens and young adults are definitely at most risk for anaphylaxis, in fact. So they are a special group of folks. And there are several reasons for why they're at most risk. They have increased exposure to allergic triggers without that supervision of that adult, as you just mentioned. Teens, we know, are more likely than adults to take risks when they're managing their severe allergies, and some do that. And they're often motivated by experimentation, the need to fit in. And so for these teens who are dating, you know, entering the dating arena where their parents are not going to be there and they have to manage their severe allergies, that can be a more difficult task. It really does add another layer to the whole dating scene. So they're going to be dating, and that usually involves dining out. That means food. Dating, we're talking about physical interactions, and many teens sometimes resist what have been previously established and accepted rules around allergen exposure. So I guess my...
And that's because teens, you know, teens resist any kind of boundaries, whether there's somebody who's allergic or not. So, but the allergic kids have certainly have had more boundaries and more borders they'd had to fit within.
Correct.
So teens want to experiment.
They want to experiment. And I think the message for parents out there is to communicate with their teenagers. They need it most. This is a delicate period of time in their lives, but they need this more than anything. Understanding about anaphylaxis and understanding the precautions that need to be taken by those involved. Kissing, for example, you mentioned that, has risks and implications beyond that physical attraction. Peanuts and tree nuts are the most common trigger for anaphylaxis, and peanut residue in the saliva we know can last several hours, even after brushing and rinsing. In fact, there was a study at the University of California at Davis found that within 1 minute, 5.3% of people with a food allergy reported instantaneous reactions from kissing, and the range of symptoms were all of the things that I just described to you a minute ago. So it does require understanding precautions, and it requires parents to really impress that upon their teens so that they take precautions, avoid the allergen consumption at all costs. But if their dating partner has eaten an allergen, they need to wait several hours and then eat a meal without the allergen. And we know that that will significantly reduce the chances of a reaction. But again, as I pointed out at the very beginning, anaphylaxis is an unplanned event. Things can happen. And so in order to you know, be ready, you want it always. And the teens must understand this. They must have their access to two epinephrine auto-injectors and be ready to seek immediate medical attention if anaphylaxis does occur. And sharing that, I think the
Well, that was going to be my next question. So do you want parents to tell their teens, if they're going out dating, to let the other people in this group or the other dating person know, this is where I keep my EpiPen and this is how to use it? Is this something you want them doing?
Yes, it is, absolutely. I think I want to share with you quickly a survey done by Mylan, and Mylan is all about education, and that's why I'm so pleased to be a spokesperson for the Mylan Get Schooled in Anaphylaxis educational campaign. They did a survey a number of years ago, released in 2013, that found that less than 47% of parents talk to their teenagers about the risks when they're dating, from, you know, physical contact and exposure from kissing, for example. Only 47% told their teen that when they're going on dates, they should talk with their date about their food allergy. And in fact, 35% of parents didn't indicate at all if they reminded their teens to bring their epinephrine auto-injector on a date. And so my message to the parents are, please communicate this information with their teens. You want them to be ready. Their dating partner, you know, at the end of the day, is going to want to have this information to help this person that they care about. So,
Just give the website for us, Jan, where people can find out more information.
Absolutely. The website for folks to go to if they would like more information is anaphylaxis101.com. It has a number of excellent resources on there, including tips for dating and dining with severe allergies. So it's an excellent resource.
Anaphylaxis101.com, a great resource. And if you have questions, then you can go there and find out information and share with your teen. And if you have a teen with severe allergies, make sure you talk with them about going out in the dating world and being involved and kind of breaking free from those bonds, but the importance of really knowing those symptoms, sharing them with their friends, carrying their EpiPen, knowing where it is, and letting everybody else around them know as well. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.